What's the difference between this offseason and last in terms of how more comfortable you are, not only in the offense, but also within yourself?
Last offseason was, it was my rookie year. It was a long process. It was draining. Mentally, I feel like I checked out last year in a certain part of the season, and basically that's the rookie wall. But this year, I'm more confident. I took more time out of my day and out of my time to really learn the playbook inside and out, and just focus on the things that I need to focus on. That's coming in and out of breaks really fast.
It seems like the majority of your reps have come on the outside. Mm-hmm. Is that correct this spring? And do you think that's where they'll have you?
That's where I envision, but who knows? This offense is full of playmakers, and it's all about mismatches.
You've talked about this before. Other people have talked about this before. Getting the ball in your hands and seeing what you can do after the catch. I mean, do you still feel like that's strength, or do you feel like there are opportunities for you to catch the ball downfield, like a typical X or Y receiver?
Either or. That's what I worked on all offseason, is to catch the ball consistently and be a consistent threat on the offensive side. And whether it's underneath where I get the ball or whether it's deep downfield where I get the ball, I'm looking to catch the ball first and see what I can do after.
Seems like you become kind of the maestro of the jugs machine. Jordan was the guy last year. How's that come about that you've kind of made a point of taking on some of the other guys?
I seen the type of success Jordan had last year, and I want that success. And he's rubbed off on me, and I rubbed off on him. He get releases out there with the DBs, and I come over here with the jugs because that's what I need to work on more.
You're talking about catching the ball specifically.
Yes.
What is it about? Can you talk me through technique-wise? What are some of the things that you think you need to improve on?
Just be more natural, more fluid, and be confident and comfortable with the way I catch the ball, and not have so many thoughts going through my mind on how I should catch the ball and just catch it naturally.
Brought a lot of new faces into the fold this offseason. So how important were these 10 OTAs to kind of start building that chemistry?
It was really it went really good. We have great guys in Sam and D-Mo and Miles, and I've learned a lot from Miles Austin, and I'm continuing to learn from him just because he's a vet in the game. He's been in 10 plus years, and each and every time I get a chance to learn from him, I learn from him, and it's been outstanding. I just can't wait till the training camp comes and the season rolls around.
What's your mentality now entering these 6 weeks? You know, you had a mm-hmm. These good OTAs, and I know you want to, like you said, you want to keep building towards a good training camp.
Don't miss any strides. Come back even more well prepared than I was coming into OTAs and mini camp. And again, I just got to continue to work and hone in on my techniques and order to be the best.
What do you make of the competition? I mean, like, you obviously have 1 year under your belt, but I mean, they're always bringing in new guys, and they brought in Nelson Aguilar.
Competition is not really. I'm a competitor, but I really don't pay attention to that. They brought him in because he does things really well, and I do things really well. Jordan do things really well. Coop do things really well. So, whatever can help our team get over that hump, then I'm all for it. But I'm going to leave, and I'm going to do everything I can to better my technique and to better myself each and every day I come out on the field.